Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Did you know that right now in Ireland, for a family that has a stillborn baby, if they're born before 24 weeks or they weigh less than 500 grams, then that baby's name is not included on the National Register? Well, our next guest is backing and supporting a resubmission that AIM2 is making to try and expand the stillborn register. And I imagine one of the reasons for this is because of her own experience and her own story. It's great to have with us on the line Caroline Smith. Caroline, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Wendy. Pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your own experience with baby Stephen.
Okay, so I was 20 weeks and 2 days pregnant back in October 2015. I had developed an E. coli infection that we didn't know about until after Stephen was born. But I went to the hospital, and when I was there, they found out that I was actually in labour, and Stephen's heart had stopped beating. He was born on the 20th of October at 2:45, weighing 420 grams. 20 weeks and 2 days of perfection. He was just a tiny little baby, but he was the image of his daddy. But unfortunately, because of the infection, he didn't make it. So, he's our eternal butterfly, as we call him. But yes, because he was born outside of the criteria, because he didn't weigh 500 grams, and because he was born before the 24 weeks, he's not officially registered in the stillbirth register, because he didn't meet the criteria for it.
How did that make you feel at the time, Caroline?
I suppose honestly, I was confused because I was in labour, and they told me, "Well, I'm sorry, but you know, your baby's going to be big enough to be buried, but he's not going to be registered. He's not going to get a stillbirth certificate." And I kept asking the medical team, somebody had it wrong, but I could see it in their faces, and you know, they're just going by telling us what they have to tell us, but it doesn't make any sense to them either. I was devastated. I was like, well, what do you mean I'm not going to have something to say that my baby was here? I'm giving birth, I'm in the middle, I'm in labor, I'm going to give birth to a baby.
You carried your baby, you saw your baby, you held your baby. Stephen was perfect, as you said.
Yeah.
And it must have felt, and I imagine still feels now, Caroline, like very arbitrary. You know, why would there even be rules, you know, if a baby is stillborn? Why is it necessary to have these rules?
Well, I know a lot of it is to do with the World Health Organization and their definition, and it's to do with babies' viability. If a baby's born before the 24 weeks, it's gone with medical advances as well. If the baby was born, there was a very low chance of being able to fight to keep that baby alive. But with advances now, technology and all that, it is changing. The criteria is changing as well. They're bringing in a an amendment to the Civil Registration Bill to, or Civil Registration Act, to change the criteria from 24 weeks to 30, or to 23 weeks, and from 500 grams to 400 grams, whichever comes first. So while that would be great in terms of Stephen, because he was 420 grams, there's still going to be a cut-off point. There's still going to be somebody who's just at the cusp, and they're going to have a baby just at the cusp who's going to be missing out and who's not going to be, you know, recognised. And I suppose for us, for my husband and I, it was like we decided that to cremate Stephen and we brought him home. So his ashes are on. He has a shelf in the corner of the sitting room, was actually two shelves now at this stage. There's so many little bits and pieces on it. But I have a piece of paper to say that if I want to carry his ashes in a locket that I have out of the country, that I'm carrying human remains. So I have a piece of paper from the crematorium to say that I'm carrying human remains. But I don't have anything from the government to say
yes. The state, it's like he wasn't born, he wasn't here.
Yeah, and I can tell you 100% hand in my heart, the grief after losing Stephen was horrific, but trying to make sense of it when I don't have, like, to some people it's like a piece of paper, but it's a huge piece of paper because it would mean that my son has been acknowledged and recognised by the state, because if he had lived, all that kind of stuff, you know, he would have been expected to do certain amount of things, and he had... And this has nothing to do with, I don't want to bring anything in about the repeal of the eighth and all that, but he had more rights when I was pregnant than I did. But then when he died, that was gone.
Yeah.
It's as if...
And that thing of just not meeting the criteria. So what, in Caroline, in terms of just what Aintie's resubmission is then to the National Register, what will that mean, and how does that work then, that process?
So basically what we have requested is that there's a certificate of loss, or certificate of life, sorry, should I say. So basically that's an official document to say that, yes, you have a baby and that your baby is now registered and can be seen. But again, it's not compulsory. So again, it's like families have the choice if they want. It's not the case that, you know, a baby, you lose your baby at whatever stage of pregnancy, that you have to register this. It's not. It's whenever you feel you want to, or if you even want to. So once it's in a register, then that it can be seen, it can be traced, because Stephen can't be seen in our family tree. So he, like, when I had him, my uncle was actually in the middle of doing our family tree, and he said to me, pick seven numbers. So he said, they're not going to mean anything to anybody when I put them on the family tree. He said, but again, if somebody was to enter that number into the death register, it wouldn't come up with anything related to us. But it's literally just to have him there to see on the family tree. But it, at the same time, it's like knowing that that number that we have for him means nothing because it's not official. But I know I gave birth. My husband knows I gave birth because he was there with me. My two elder daughters know that they have a younger brother because they held him. All my family, like Stephen's grandparents, his aunties and his uncles, they all held him. And my younger daughter now knows that she has a big brother because there's evidence of him all over the place.
Well, Caroline, hopefully that the register is expanded and those kind of arbitrary rules are done away with, because, as you say, you want recognition that your son was here. And thanks for sharing your story with us, Caroline, this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Caroline Smith there, just talking to us about just how she's backing and supporting Aintie's resubmission as an expansion to the stillborn register. Caroline Smith there, she's campaigned for it, just sharing her own story of baby Stephen. And Caroline, I know, got a lot of support from the Miscarriage Association of Ireland and also Félacón. Maybe just listening to that interview, it's something that has impacted you, or it's something that has impacted somebody you know, you might get support from those organisations. Félacón.ie or miscarriage.ie are those websites. And that was Caroline Smith talking to me.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.